you know, with a mystery that no one knows where the video came from.
So the Guardian provided his, presumably, his fingerprint.
It's a fingerprint, Art. It looks like someone printed, not a real kind of fingerprint that the police would take off of an object, but a printed fingerprint. And it looked like maybe it could be a real fingerprint, and the UFO researchers looked into it, and they couldn't figure out what it was. No organization of officialdom could figure out who the fingerprint belonged to.
I was figuring maybe the Guardian would be back shortly for his residuals with his fingerprint.
You know, it's one of the most amazing videos to date, and I don't think there's been like an ounce of research that found any closure who this person is. And there are people, and I won't mention on the radio tonight, who are studying it very heavily. And the guy who broke it, a guy named Bob Exler, and to some degree a guy named Timothy Good, they were the ones who got this videotape sent to them. And they, Bob Exler for sure, has been studying it to this day. Again, almost 10 years later, Art.
Well, there you are. See, that's what happens to me, Bob. These things are like the one I've got up there tonight. They're dropped in my lap, you know, and no providence. Here it is, bud.
Well, those are the cases that, unfortunately, most TV producers and journalists alike, and being both, I have to tell you that we tend to shy away from anonymousness, or anonymity, if you were. But I will say this, that does not mean you throw it out. You have to look at it. You have to say, why would someone send in? In this case, the one, I guess, on their website, what, is 20 seconds?
About 20 seconds.
If only the people at home knew what you could do with 20 seconds of video, or how little it would cost to create something very powerful.
Yeah, we live in a new world.
Well, we think we showed this, and again, we're trying. And if the viewers at home go, well, I watch his shows, and or listeners at home say, well, we were viewers and we saw his shows, and it's not 100% proven. But I could say one thing: there are cases that we've shown in our shows across the board that we cannot explain. They're as mysterious as the day we saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are cases like in our World's Greatest Hoaxes show for Fox that we believe you could stamp them hoax right now.
Let me ask you this, Bob. Alien Autopsy, the famous...